This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Dodger manager Dave Roberts will stop by. Bengals hold off the Rams, the artist formerly known as the Rams. And that Bengal defense was great last night. Had a couple interceptions. Also had 6 sacks against Matthew Stafford. Eagles handle the Buccaneers 25-11. They rush for over 200 yards. And now we head into the weekend. You got a couple of teams left who are undefeated. You also have a couple of teams that are winless. And those teams are defeated, those teams that are winless. The Bears, Panthers, Broncos, Vikings. The odds to be the last winless team. By the way, we do have the showdown between the Bears and the Broncos. Something has to give. Paulie is a Bears fan. Fritzy loves his Broncos. The person whose team loses doesn't get Meat Friday the following week. You get Meat Friday once your team finally wins. We've agreed to that. Those are the stakes. No pun intended. Yeah, yes, Paulie.
This is really
this,
daunting.
Yeah, this hurts.
This is not a radio joke. I think I'd rather be punched in the mouth as a loss for the bet. That's right. Over in 10 seconds.
Right.
And people volunteer. I got lots of volunteers. I saw hands going up already.
Todd, would you like to punch Paulie in the face?
I'm not violent like that.
You're not.
We all have our disagreements.
Is that
and stuff,
a no?
That's just what, like,
is
everybody.
That a no?
I would not punch Paulie or anybody. I don't hit people.
Okay.
I would retaliate if someone hit me. Then you got to self-defense. But I'm not looking to be violent with
anyone. Right. Yes. Yes.
Just so I could start trying to comb through the loopholes that may present themselves.
Oh, that whilst... Paulie.
Yeah.
Paulie
yeah.
will have some loopholes.
I agree.
He can't take part in Meat Friday. Does that mean that he can have sides?
No.
Nothing.
The entire meal, the menu.
And they have to come outside with us.
Yes.
To do
he
that.
Must go outside. Now, we're assuming that the Bears don't win.
Safe.
If the Broncos don't win, then Fritzy cannot have Meat Friday for at least that week or that next Friday. And then if they don't win that weekend, then the following Meat Friday. This could go on for a little while. Yes, Marv?
Can Paulie take it home or the loser?
No. You can't have any. You're not allowed to touch, taste, take home, nothing. You can't have anything. Leftovers, can't have leftovers. Yes, Todd.
Do you think Sean Payton rallies the troops after a 50-point loss, or has the team given up on him? Because some watched that game, and then by the second half, it looked like guys either didn't know how to tackle, or they were like, you know what, just let him score. They kind of gave up their effort a little bit at the end. So,
what's the question?
The question is, do you think the Broncos are more likely to come back strong after a 50-point loss, or the players have kind of given up on the season?
It doesn't matter what I think. It's what you think.
I'm very concerned about
that. Okay, thank you.
It is definitely not a quick W for
Yes, Denver. Marv.
I don't want any real analysis on this game at all. I'm just here for the jokes and the ambiance.
Yeah.
Somebody's about to lose out on me Friday for 2 months.
Yeah.
The Ryder Cup. It's America and going against Europe. Can the U.S. team defend the trophy? We don't win on foreign soil. It's in Rome, Italy. That'll be coming up this next weekend on NBC USA and Peacock. All right. The NFL odds to be the last winless team, according to DraftKings. Congratulations to the Chicago Bears.
We won.
Yay. Yay.
We're winning.
And then?
The Panthers?
The Panthers are second. Those are the two heavy favorites there. Then it's the Broncos. Then it's the Vikings. Yeah, Paul.
Would it be fair to say, though, long term, the Bears are in good shape for an awful team? Let's say they have the number one pick of the draft. They will take Caleb Williams, and in theory, you're getting the best quarterback in recent history. Maybe since Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luckish.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But if you're a fan of the Broncos and you get the number one pick in the draft, I think you're trading it.
Yeah.
Because their quarterback is locked up for two more years minimum.
Yeah.
I think. And even, let's say the Arizona Cardinals, they've been competitive. But let's say they get the number one pick of the draft. Yeah. They have two chances.
I know.
Are they using it on a quarterback?
Mm.
Those seem more awkward than the Bears. The Bears can easily move on financially.
Well, Arizona, you could see where they, if they could move on from Kyler Murray, if they got Caleb Williams. But let's say Drake May or Michael Penix Jr. the third. I don't know. You have the second pick, third pick. Do you want to take a quarterback? You want to get on that quarterback contract right away, the rookie quarterback contract. Can Denver, how much does Denver have to eat of Russell Wilson's contract, if it comes down to that?
They would have to trade Russell Wilson. They are locked in, again, not locked in, they couldn't do anything. 2024 and 2025, he will be their quarterback unless someone trades for them.
Oh boy.
That's it. They can get out of it after the 25 season with less of a dead cap hit.
His numbers aren't bad to start the year. It's just his team has been bad. Travis Kelce, his jersey demand has overtaken Patrick Mahomes for the first time in history. I'd say that has to do with Taylor Swift. The Swifties came in and started gobbling up Travis Kelce jerseys.
The timing is certainly a coincidence.
Yes. We talked a little bit about the conspiracy theory. I know that Keyshawn Johnson had this to say on Undisputed, where teams were conspiring. They were helping Oregon beat Dion. So a source listening to the program reaches out and says, pretty standard that coaches will call previous opponents to gather intel. If Oregon had a staff member who knows somebody at Nebraska, they'd certainly call. They'll ask questions on things you don't see on film. Tempo, cadence, signals, injuries, team speed. Feedback from players on the opponent's personnel, who's tough, who quit, plus coaches will share why they did certain things, certain plays, blitzes, etc. So then I followed up and said, do you think coaches conspired to help Oregon? My source goes, no, I'm sure Oregon talked to previous opponents and they were willing to help and share information. Colorado has an experienced staff. I'd be shocked if they didn't do the same thing. In other words, no harm. Yes, Eaton.
I mean, is Keyshawn suggesting that USC shouldn't do that?
I'm sure that USC, yeah.
I would imagine USC, he would be like, hell yeah, find out what they're going to do and beat their brains in.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think it's the college football world against Dion. I mean, you might want to make it that, but it's not. Because, once again, people got caught up thinking Colorado was going to be playing for a national title. They exceeded expectations already. They're going to be a really good team. They're not there yet. But they lose, they get blown out, therefore everybody wanted them to lose. I didn't. It's better for college football if they won. If you're a college football fan and you don't, you know, have any real, say, a dog in the fight here, you'd be like, yeah, Colorado's fun. It's great. Like, Oregon blowing out Colorado, how many college football fans does that affect? Does that help anybody? I mean, it helps Oregon fans, but, you know, this getting caught up in everybody piling on Dion. Last I looked, Dion talked a good game, played a good game, walked a good game, talked a good game. He should be fine on his own. You don't need apologists here. You got roughed up. You did. I'm guessing USC is probably asking. Now, they won't get any information, I'm going to guess, from Oregon, unless somebody knows somebody, an assistant coach. Somebody's going to help. Somebody's going to know somebody to be able to help you with little things. You know, small things, ancillary things. Yes, Marv.
Look, when Deion took the Colorado job, I still thought Colorado was in the Big 12. And people were killing me on the comments. You didn't even know. I was like, they weren't relevant enough for me to know what conference they were in. And now we know they're in the Pac-12. This is the Deion effect.
Yes.
I can't wait until they get to the Cheez-It Bowl and that place is going to be sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever bowl they, you know, get into. If they win four games, they're going to get in the bowl. They're going to go somewhere.
Somehow. It'll be the Deion rule.
Yeah, it's like when they try to get Zion in the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, hey, can we come up with some kind of a play-in tournament? Zion's
about
a 9 seed.
12 teams can get in the playoffs. Yeah, that'll help Zion. That didn't even help him. Brian in Washington. Hey, Brian.
Holy smokes. DP, what up, my man? 5'10", 170. Let's go. Thank you, Marv. Hey, real quick on the basketball question with what Deion has done. I know we've had Penny and Pat Ewing and Clyde Drexler, Avery Johnson. They've all tried to do it in basketball. What's the difference now with what Deion is doing? Is it the ability to pay the players?
No, it's Deion. It's just Deion, Ryan. That's it. These kids want to play for Deion. I mean, Patrick Ewing is not transcendent. Avery Johnson, not transcendent. Like, your mom and dad grew up on Deion Sanders. But, I mean, he is a salesman. He walks into your room, he is selling you. You don't even want a car, you're buying a car. I don't want to buy a new house. You're going to buy a new house. I'm going to convince you. That's what he does. He's able to do this. There's no one like him. That's why when it came out and people said, oh, did Deion jump the line? Yeah. Yeah. Peyton Manning could jump the line if he wanted to. Tom Brady could jump the line if he wanted to. Deion did jump the line. It doesn't open the door for other black head coach, or at least the potential. Because there's Deion. It opens the door for celebrities. That's the key. Yes, Marv.
Sorry about that, DP. Colorado had black coaches before this. So let's not act like, oh, well, there's a black head coach in Colorado, so now everyone's going to, you know, Offset and Lil Wayne and, you know, everybody else.
It's Coach Offset.
Under the sun's going to be there. So this isn't anything new for Colorado getting a black head coach. It's just Deion. It's the performance plus the charisma is just through the roof.
He is, you know what? There's something about he has it. People always talk about it. He has it. And kids are, you know, it's like a moth to a flame. You know, you're attracted to that. You want to be part of that. And I think that's what's been amazing about Deion. All right, Rob in North Carolina. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to say I am rooting like hell for a Bears-Broncos tie, and then neither of them can eat.
Okay.
And then also, I'd like to add a new suggestion for Krappensburg State, and one I can't believe no one has thought of, but bring back El Baño and have a giant Fritzy mascot running up and down the sideline.
Wow. El Baño.
I'm sorry, that was banned.
Yes.
El Baño was a moment of pure brilliance that was not received well.
In the back row.
Yeah. Understandably. Okay.
We don't do that anymore.
We move on.
Que lastima.
That started with my visit to Letterman.
I can't believe that guy remembers that. Because we didn't spend a lot of time on that.
Yeah.
At least not that I remember.
Yeah. Bathroom at the end of the hall.
Apologies.
Yes. Dino in New York. Hi, Dino.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, bud.
5'9", 210.
All right.
I want to give my submission for the Krappensburg State team. I think they should be called the dump trucks.
Okay.
And, you know, I know they have the running backs that are all famous for plunging in from the one-yard line.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dino. And people, there are a lot of people who want to enroll in Krappensburg State. Yeah, Paul.
America's been dying for this outlet for humor.
Yes.
You know, our family's like, are you guys talking serious stuff? Can you get some bathroom humor in there?
There are times when Paulie goes, you know, we should get back to sports. I'm like, nah.
Come on,
I'm good. I'm good. You know, we'll talk to Dave Roberts here. We'll clean it up here a little bit here. Jake in New York. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Jake.
5'10", 175. I'm just calling to let you know there's a new sports bar open at Crappensburg State called the Double Deuce, and they offer game day specials on Dos Equis, Schlitz, Shitz Kebab, pot stickers, sliders. Oh, Sloppy Joe sliders.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
We can make up Double Deuce t-shirts.
Yeah.
Home of
yeah.
Shippensburg's, excuse me, Crappensburg
State. Crappensburg State.
Freudian
slip Skidmore. Back. But I think we the campus is located in, is it Shardsville, Pennsylvania, Seton?
Yeah, like Shardlesville.
Shardlesville. Seton got off the exit and took a picture.
And a size of Shardlesville, PA. Is that a sneeze?
Yeah.
Me and the French kid were driving across country, and we went past Shardlesville. We're like, we have to get a picture. You would have thought that we had just seen Bigfoot the way we reacted to that sign. We were like, oh, my God, quick turnaround. We have to go back.
Oh, God.
This is work.
I know. Yeah.
This is bread and butter right here.
All right, more phone calls coming up. All right, let's clean it up here. We got Dave Roberts joining. Yes, Marv.
Is there a satellite campus in Brownsville in Brooklyn?
Oh, okay. I see what you did. Any other plays on words here? Let's take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com. It's, you know what? Maybe you don't need tires now, but you will one day, and you need to remember TireRack.com. When you go to TireRack.com, easy-to-use tire decision guide, you get a personalized tire recommendation. So you're getting the right tires for how and when and where you drive. They also have a test track there in South Bend, Indiana. They put the tires through, they push them to the limit. They give you all that information, so you make an informed choice. They sell only the best. They got the full lineup of Firestone tires shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation. Game changer. Tire changer. Available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Should take less than an hour. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Firestone test results and special offers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. Vehicles all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more, mbusa.com. Two-time World Series champ with the Red Sox and managing the Dodgers. Manager of the year, he's Dave Roberts, who joins us now. Dodgers are 14 and a half games ahead of Arizona in the National League West. So you get a luxury there, Dave. But I'm wondering, we see sometimes where teams who take that time off, rest players, they get into the postseason. They're not ready for postseason baseball. So if you had your druthers, if you were up by 1.5 instead of 14.5, or you won your division by 1.5 instead of 14.5, does that change how your team would play in the postseason?
You know what? I don't think so, Dan. I think that, you know, I think that it's one of those things that people look at certain narratives and things, and I'm sure there's many times where teams go wire to wire and finish out well, and other times where they go wire to wire, they're gassed and they run out of steam. So I do think that last year, I think we had 6 or 7 days. That was quite excessive. I think this year we've got 5 days, and we're going to try to do as much as we can to simulate. But it's one of those things that we get a chance to rest bullpen guys, players, and get them ready. But, yeah, try not to lose that that edge that we had going into the postseason.
How much football do you watch?
So, truth be told, the last 8 years I didn't watch any football. I'm a huge football fan. But just the job, the undertaking, you know, it's something Buddy Black was a mentor of mine, and he used to get under his skin when guys are watching football on Saturdays and Sundays. So I try to have I do have baseball on, but this is the first year in, I think, 20 years that I'm back in fantasy football. So I'm watching a little bit more, suffice to say.
Is it a team fantasy or family fantasy league?
So there's a team fantasy that the guys have. I'm in a family, old school friends league that I've had for, goes back probably 30 years, and Tyreek's carrying me right now.
Who's your quarterback?
I've got Russell Wilson and Geno Smith.
Okay. Do you?
Hey, I'm 3-1, so I'm okay. I'm okay right now.
Okay, but how do you stay away from football? Football finds you. You can't stay away for 8 years.
You know what? I did. I stayed away from football. I don't know how I did it, but I'm glad I'm back. And I like I told you, Dan, you know, football is my first love.
Yeah, I know. Can you take anything away from other sports, or what do you take away from other sports that you can put into play as manager of the Dodgers?
You know what? I've had a great opportunity to get to know other coaches from other sports. And I think the thing that we've all kind of come to agreement on is that it's hard. The job's hard, and we spend a lot of time pouring into players. What do I take from these guys? I think that we're sort of all in the same fraternity of loving coaching players. And I think that's something – I wouldn't say anything – that's really more tangible as far as X's and O's, outside of the fact that we just love the game that we coach and love teaching players.
When's the last time you yelled at a player?
The last time I yelled at a player was probably 2016, and it was Yasiel Puig. And I love Yasiel, but it was Puig. Yeah.
What did
he felt that he felt that because he didn't start, it was an off day, and when he was called to pinch hit, he wasn't too excited about it.
Wow. Sometimes I don't know if you approach your players the way you do your children, that if I have my voice is lower and I'm not yelling, my message gets through a whole lot better than if I'm animated.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the way I go about things in general. It's one of those things that, you know, as a coach, you sometimes early on, you don't understand, you can't match the player's intensity, passion. And as you coach longer and longer, you learn to take a deep breath and defuse. Which works better, as you said.
We're talking to Dave Roberts, Dodger manager. It's Dodgers at the Rockies today. That'll be first pitch, 3:10 Eastern. What do you remember about Deion Sanders, the baseball player?
So, Deion Sanders, the baseball player, I remember the Braves. I remember the triple to the poolside gap and how quick he got to third base. I remember the Jerry curl, the gold chain, playing in a football game, and then going and playing in a playoff baseball game.
Can you remember somebody who had anywhere near that speed?
No. I think the different type of speed, I remember Bo Jackson, but it was, 230 pounds of brute strength and muscle, but Deion was different, that type of electricity. And, I just don't recall a football team, a football player taking away half of the field like Deion did.
But if they just played baseball, who do you think would have had a better career, Bo or Deion?
If they just played baseball, I think Bo would have had a better career. I think Bo's ability to really, really defend with the plus-plus arm and then the power, the speed, he would have been a better baseball player, no matter what Deion says.
As far as the rules this year, the pitch clock didn't turn out to be as big a deal. Would you say that's fair?
No, it didn't. It wasn't a big deal at all. I think that sometimes, players have the ability to adapt, and this is just completely evident this year, and it's actually a much better game. I think Major League Baseball got it right. The pace of play, the without the shift, and you see now plays in the six hole. You see players. You saw the other day Mookie making great plays in that game against the Giants, where if there was a shift, that wouldn't have happened. So you're getting to see the athleticism. 2.5 hour game is much more watchable, so it's just a better product overall.
Yeah, I think it. At first, I thought, okay, is it going to be tougher for the hitters or the pitchers? And I don't know. Would you say, did you have to have a meeting with pitchers more or hitters more with the pitch clock?
Both, because Clayton Kershaw, for example, he works quick. Doesn't affect him, but there's other guys that take time in between pitches, and it is going to be interesting. In the postseason where. I do think the build-up, the time between pitches is more as it gets late and it's the postseason. Keep an eye on that. The hitters also, it's like sometimes they like to step out, kind of regroup. But I think now that, like I said, they've all calibrated, they stay in the box and it's quicker. And the rhythm is just much more better. It's just much better.
And the stolen base is back. How do you feel about that?
And the stolen base is back, which is great. The bigger bases, those pizza carts, I think that no one notices anymore. Again, Dan, it's just a more dynamic game. That's what everyone wanted. That's what we got. You get to see great athletes. And I'll tell you this, is that baseball is starting to get market share with athletes. In the last, call it 10 to 15 years, football, basketball have taken it. But I'm telling you, watch out. Baseball is going to start getting the market share on great athletes.
I ask it every year. The Dodgers will win the World Series if?
Oh, Dan. No, because you're not going to get me this year.
The last time you did it, you won, Dave.
Yeah, but no, because then I say the pitching doesn't stay healthy. The Dodgers will win if everything lines up and we play good baseball. How about that? We also got to get a little luck.
Come on.
Don't go there, Dan.
Come on.
Nice try, buddy.
Just guarantee it. Just guarantee it. Just say, right? Yeah, you're not worried about the Braves. You're not worried about the Braves, are you?
You know who we're worried about? We're worried about ourselves.
Oh, I know. Be careful. I'm going to ask you about Ohtani.
Yeah, that's an off-season question.
Well, hopefully it's a long time before we get to that off-season question.
Great
to talk to you. And thanks again for joining us.
All right. Take care, Dan.
And don't get thrown out today, all right?
No, we got two today in Colorado, so if today would be a good day, actually.
to get thrown out of the first one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hopefully it dovetails into the second one.
Are you allowed to leave the building? Like, could you go to dinner if you got thrown out early?
I think I could. I haven't. I just hang out in the office and have a couple pops.
That sounds pretty good to me. Thank you, Dave.
All right, Dad.
That's Dave Roberts, Dodger manager. By the way, his wine, it's called Red Stitch. Got another great review by Wine Spectator and Wine Enthusiast. He never asked me to mention that, but he has some great wines there that he's part of. Yeah, get a double header, and you're like, man, I think I'm going to go to dinner, sit by myself. I'll watch it on TV, go to a nice steakhouse there in Denver. Yeah, Paulie.
I was looking at Dodger attendance, 3.9 million
yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. That's got to be number one.
3.9?
I'm going to check.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, Marv.
Doesn't this feel like the NFC, basically, where the NL is either the Dodgers or the Braves? Whereas the NFC is either the Eagles or the 49ers.
A little bit.
Like just a two-team race out there.
Because I'm looking at the odds. The best World Series odds are the Braves and Dodgers, according to DraftKings. The Orioles, then the Rangers, and then the Rays. That's kind of a... Whoa!
Wow! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! This is the start of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Okay, best attendance, Dodgers.
Right. Total attendance, yeah, Dodgers 3.8 million and a few more games to go.
Okay, so they get to 4 million.
And they average about 47,000 a game.
Damn.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, good stuff.
Who's second in total attendance, total number? Ooh, this is... lightly surprising. Well, promising team, star power. But that didn't...
Not the Braves. I'm going to say the Seattle Mariners. Yes, Marv.
I'm going to say the Padres.
Bloop. Padres are second total attendance.
Wow. Did you see where they're going to carve that that salary cap down?
They need to.
Yes. I think they want to get down to $200 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, okay. So...
All right, how about...
Who's got the lowest attendance?
I'm going to give you a couple teams that are over 3 million. The Cardinals, always.
Yes.
Braves are right there. Yep. Philly's right there. Houston's right there.
Where are the Orioles?
In middle of the pack?
Yeah, I got the Orioles at 1.7 million. They're...
Finally got a winner.
Come on,
nobody's
Orioles.
Showing up. Baltimore, come you're on. Better than that.
Yeah. Come
they,
on.
They only average 23,000 a game.
Come on.
Okay, the worst. This has got to be the easiest one of all time.
The A's.
The A's.
What?
And
let's take the A's out of the equation.
Yeah. They average 10,000 people per
game. And let's
game.
Take them out of Oakland, too.
There's no way they're getting 10,000.
How about the Nationals?
Nationals. Checking. I got them. They're about 23rd in attendance, 23,000 a game.
Mm-hmm. The Rays down toward the bottom?
The Rays are bad. They're 27, 17,000 a game.
Dang. And I think they're trying to get a new stadium.
Yeah, they're very good.
Built down there.
So more a nicer place for people to meander around?
A nicer place for people not to go?
Yeah. Miami's bad. 14,000. Mm. Kansas City's 16,000. Pittsburgh, 20,000.
Okay. Pittsburgh, it's worth just going to the stadium. You stay downtown, you walk over the bridge, and that's a great environment.
Pittsburgh has great stadiums in general.
Yeah.
They know how to do a stadium there.
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh usually follows Cincinnati's lead. And I'm just saying. They do.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It was us, me against Ohio right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm Ryan Day.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been.
Everybody, you know, it's everybody against Ohio. Yes, Mark.
So Riverfront was first, then Three Rivers?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that wasn't a good idea, Pittsburgh.
And then the Vet.
Good job.
And the Vet in Philadelphia.
Even worse.
They look like ashtrays. Up above, it's a big ashtray.
Playing on a green carpet? Good work, Cincinnati.
Nate in Colorado. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great Tuesday show.
Thank
hey,
you.
You were asking about who could possibly replicate the Deion effect in basketball, and the only person I can come up with would be Shaq. I can't imagine he would ever consider doing it, but that would be the only person on the planet that could possibly duplicate what Deion does.
Yeah. Shaq makes too much money. He's not going to do that. Steph Curry?
I'll just maybe buy the university. It's called University of Shaq.
Shaq's so rich, he just goes to the mall and buys people rings and stuff and phones.
I'd call it Shaq U. Shaq U.
Of Shaqlahoma.
Yeah. Shaq U. You're welcome.
Shaq Tech.
But we have Krappensburg State. Dan in Montana joins us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I've got, I think, your campus newspaper, which would be called the Morning Movement.
Okay.
Wow.
And
all right.
I think your mascot should be the Krappensburg State Starfish.
Starfish.
Too far.
Come on, Dan. Come on, subtle. Subtle. We love subtle, morning sneaky, movie-y. Sneaky humor.
Yeah, that might be the morning show on the local college station.
Yeah. The Morning Movement?
Yeah.
Ryan in South Dakota. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but is there any, do you think, possibility that the NFL and maybe NBC and Fox are a little bit behind the whole Taylor Swift announcement over the weekend? You notice that game was billed as the game of the week for Fox, and that was 41-0 in the late third quarter. There was no chance they were cutting away from that game for a different game. They stayed right along with it, milked it the whole way.
I thought they did turn away from that game. Fox bailed in the second half on that.
Not here, they didn't. That was hyped up right up till the buzzer.
Oh, well, you're lucky then. You got all of those cutaways of Taylor Swift. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, they cut away from it for me.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, Tay-Tay! And they're gone. I'm telling you, it feels like they were shooting a music video. It just does. Yes, Mark.
I love Kelsey's look at Jared Payton when he was
recording.
Oh, man. Come on. You're wearing all this stuff, like, but you knew this could happen.
Like, you're going to go outside with Taylor Swift, and you're getting into a convertible. People are going to take your photo for however long you two are together, and even after that. But, I mean, if you're already looking side-eye at somebody taking a video of you, you're going to be Sean Penn with Madonna, and it's not going to go well. Yeah, Paulie.
After seeing the effect that that had this weekend, if you were, is it Jeffrey Lurie who owns the Eagles? Does he still own them?
Yeah.
Would you approach Taylor Swift about being part of ownership in the Eagles or another NFL franchise? From a business standpoint, you're opening a whole new, younger market for yourself.
They don't need it.
The NFL?
No. They don't need Taylor Swift.
No, not need. I wouldn't, but like.
I would try to trade for Travis Kelce and then. You would have had Taylor Swift going to the Eagles
back
game.
Home.
Yes, because she is an Eagles fan, or at least she was.
Traitor.
Ooh, that sounds like a song.
Traitor.
Traitor. That she has to admit that she's a traitor. Yes, Todd.
Her brother-in-law's team. That's nice. Future brother-in-law.
Yeah.
That works out.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history, right after this. So many memories, but where are they? Well, in your head. Oh, yeah, I remember. What day was that? What year was that? Which child was that? You don't have to do that anymore. Legacy Box. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. You can enjoy a 40% off savings when you get started with Legacy Box. Now, what are they going to do? Well, this is the best digitizer in the world, okay? They've been doing it for 10 years, helping over a million families relive wedding days and childhood Christmases, maybe your child's first steps, VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, all of that professionally digitized here in the United States. You get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. So what are you waiting for? Because your memory is going to fade. You don't want those memories actually fading. Pictures, VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, 8mm tapes. They've got everything there to help you save those memories. Buy a Legacy Box today. Visit LegacyBox.com/Patrick to shop this exclusive offer. That's LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I believe Magic Johnson's joining us on the program tomorrow.
You would be right about that.
Thank you, Todd. This day in sports history, what we learned, and your phone calls as well as we close out this Tuesday show. Paulie, let's go with this day in sports history.
I got a bunch. 2012, the NFL and the NFL Referees Association reached an agreement to end the ongoing referee lockout. Remember that, the first couple weeks of the season?
Mm.
It's a big old mess. That was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Replacement officials.
Mm-hmm.
1994, the double murder trial of O.J. Simpson began in L.A., and a year later, 1995, closing arguments began. Took it a year.
Okay.
1983, Australia 2 won the America's Cup sailing event. It was the first time in 132 years that a U.S. yacht had lost the cup.
Mm.
Hence America's Cup. 1981, Nolan Ryan of the Astros became the first player to pitch five no-hitters with a 5-0 victory over the L.A. Dodgers.
1998, Prairie View beat Langston University 14-12, ending their 80-game losing streak, the longest in the history of college football. Marcus in South Dakota. Hi, Marcus. What's on your mind today?
Long-time listener, long-time Swiftie. I had a t-shirt idea for you.
Okay.
How about Arrowhead?
Arrowhead. Ooh.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give Marcus a bloop.
Okay, bloop.
Bloop. All right. Jim in Ohio. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I got a name for the Crappensburg State team.
Okay.
Okay, hear me out. Okay. The Pestos. that solves the name and the color, pink. And you could sell Pepto-flavored ice cream at the concessions. And give a free bottle of Pepto with every order of terrorist chili.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, we got a lot of reaction to Krappensburg State. Mick in New York. Hi, Mick.
Hey, DP. Not sure if you guys heard, but over the weekend, Krappensburg State beat rival Pushmore University, where PU really stunk up the joint. And then afterwards, star player for Krappensburg, Marty Farty, had a party, and the whole team was there.
All right. Thank you, Mick. Thank you. Don't make it so obvious.
No, okay, hey.
Like,
hey,
subtle.
It's okay. He's
subtle humor.
The energy is appreciated.
That's what's great. Yeah. Subtle humor. Final results of the poll question.
PU, he said.
Pushmore University.
Yeah, Pushmore. Let's see. The most legit 3-0 team right now?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's Dolphins, Eagles, 49ers. 49ers with 50% of the vote.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
Yeah. Somebody else put up a poll question, too, that said, which team has the best quarterback of the Dolphins, Eagles, and 49ers?
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Who has the best quarterback?
Okay. Two is the leading candidate for MVP right now.
Jalen Hurts, though.
He hadn't played great so far.
However,
I think Tua's numbers are similar after three games last year as they are this year. But it was but a year ago this week where he suffered his first concussion. Although, I don't think they called it a concussion.
That's correct.
Against the Buffalo Bills.
That whip around play in the Bills, they said it was a back injury, not a concussion.
And Justin Fields isn't in concussion protocol, which I'm surprised at. Jimmy Garoppolo is, but Justin Fields got his bell rung. And it's one of those, oh, he did? I didn't know that. He, you know, when your teammate has to kind of usher you to the sidelines, when the official asks, you know, are you okay? Justin Fields got his bell rung. And that, you know, or stinger. Those were words. We didn't use concussion. Like, you got your bell rung, you were able to go back in the game. You got a stinger. Oh, you can go back in the game. You're seeing stars. Yeah, go back in the game. Concussion was basically if you got knocked out. Oh, man, you got a concussion. Yeah, well, where am I? So what we've said, imagine all the players who played with, well, how many concussions or bell rung plays did Troy Polamalu tell us? Over 100?
Yeah, he said if you count little practice dings and things like that, he goes, oh, 50 to 100.
And I think he even said that he would talk more about it when he retired. Because I was talking to him and he was still playing for the Steelers. And I don't think he wanted to address it. And look, I get it. You want to play. You want to stay in there as long as you can. And, you know, Hines Ward would say, you know, I'd rather that, you know, if you hit me in the head, I can get back in there. If you blow out my knee, I can't play. If I get a concussion, that's okay. I'm going to still go back in there and play. I'd much rather that you hit me in the head than you hit me in the knees. Yeah, Pauline.
If you go back, Tua last year when this happened against the Bills in week three, that was a tight game that they were trying to win. Mm-hmm. But the Justin Fields thing, if he were concussed the other day, they were down 38. There was zero competitive reason to put him back, even if there's a question about a head injury.
Thomas in Virginia. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. 511-225. Just had a comment about the who would do for college basketball, what Deion's doing for college football.
Yeah.
I think the closest comparison would be Allen Iverson based on how he came into the NBA. It was very similar how Deion came into the NFL and how they changed the game with their swagger while also being dominant. And I think he would be a great comparison for that.
Yeah, I brought that up, that Iverson had that it when he played, but he doesn't have the charisma that Deion has. Iverson, wonderful player, transcendent, and still resonates with, you know, basketball players, younger players. You know, Iverson was not a vocal guy. Deion was. And therefore, I understand what you're trying to say. There's only one Deion. Todd, what did you learn today?
Tim Boyle is the Jets' backup QB largely because he has a friendship with Aaron Rodgers, certainly not his stats.
Seton O'Connor.
Coach Dave Roberts, he's learned his lesson on talking about dot, dot, dot.
The Dodger, yeah. Marvin?
Dave Roberts, he yelled at Yasiel Puig.
Yeah. Paulie, what'd you learn?
If I lose meat Friday, I'm going to miss the Wheel of Punishment.
Discover credit cards. They do something awesome. That's what I learned at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything. Cash back from trips, restaurants, doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. Go to danpatrick.com. See all the great stuff we have, including that Crappensburg State t-shirt. Have a great day, everybody.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.